Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to this special edition of the Saturday Morning Wake Up Call Prime Time. I'm your host, Cyril Quinn, taking you for the next 15 minutes as we look back on the brilliant career of one coach, one Duke head coach, Mike Krzyzewski. You see how tough this is for me to do as a North Carolina fan, but you got to give credit where credit is due. As always, the call number is 347-215-6180. You can always follow me at twitter.com/WilliamGerald or hit me up at blogtalkradio.com/CyrilQuinn. And now you can also find me at CyrilGeraldQuinn.com. Certainly I will post that posting has been put on Facebook. It has also been on for my Blog Talk Radio audience. And my Blog Talk Radio audience, you can also hit me up on the chat line. So there's no excuse not to be able to get at me tonight over the course of the next few minutes. And we begin, you see Coach K get this record, which is a record that I don't think is going to be passed in anytime soon. I think this could stay for quite a while. It's like I think it's going to stay even longer than Adolph Rupp's record stayed, well over 30 years when Dean Smith broke in 1997. But this one's going to stay a while because coaches are just not. I mean, there's too much money in college basketball. Coaches are not going to coach that long. You're going to have to coach a minimum 30 years, 30 just as a baseline to even have a shot at it. But you look at Coach K, and in the beginning, he comes out. He plays with Bobby Knight, his mentor, who he of course passed for the record at Army. Starts out as an assistant for Indiana for 1 year, then goes to Army for 5 years, does well there, and then Duke. He gets hired by Duke, and it was a struggle at first. I mean, it definitely was a big time struggle. Two of his first 3 years were losing seasons, and people were already calling for him to be fired out here. I mean, who is this guy from Army? He only got the job because he's Bobby Knight's boy, Bobby Knight's ex player, and so on and so on. But it really wasn't until that season, that magical season they had in 1986. They won 37 games, 37-2, and lost in the national championship, of course, to the Louisville Cardinals, led by Purvis Ellison. So imagine, you think about it. It took a lot of patience to keep Coach K. In today's culture, he might have been fired. He absolutely might have been fired the way, the way sports are right now, college athletics, win now, win now or else. But the payoff was, immeasurable. I mean, you think about what he did at Duke. He comes into a situation, and, right down the street, basically, you have North Carolina here. You take Duke, basically, almost from scratch, not quite from where Jim Calhoun took Connecticut, but close, and you build it to being basically equal of North Carolina. Dean Smith is right. You have to recruit against Dean Smith. You have to recruit against Jim Valvano. Remember, North Carolina State, very underrated as far as Jim Valvano was a great coach. And back then, before Krzyzewski got there, you had the battle of the state of North Carolina came down to North Carolina and North Carolina State. That rivalry with Duke versus North Carolina did not take full effect until Coach K got there and turned Duke into the powerhouse that that we now see it. So to come there and take the program basically from nothing in the backyard of North Carolina and Dean Smith is just nothing short of I've never seen anything done like it. Jim Calhoun did what he did, but there was no, yes, he had Syracuse, Georgetown, but there was no, Connecticut State. And then he gets 902, I guess 903 against Michigan State, another great coach in Tom Izzo. And again, that record will stand for a while. I mean, we'll talk later on in the program about who do I think has the best chance to win it. I mean, has the best chance to catch Coach K, but it's a long shot, considering that Coach K does not look like he's going to retire anytime soon. When we return, I will tell you what makes Mike Krzyzewski a great coach. We'll talk about that and much, much more on this special edition of the Saturday Morning Wake Up Call Prime Time. We'll be right back.
Of the sun is the center of the earth, in the middle of the universe. Then why is this verse coming 6 times rehearsed? Don't freestyle much while I write them like such words. Amongst the beings controlled by the screen, what does it all mean, all this I'm seeing? Human beings screaming vocal javelin, line of a local unraveling. My wandering got my wonder. With crisis and all this crisis, Hitler Satan never knew what nice. Check the papers, well, I've been on ice. More than your eye can see and ears can hear. Year by year, all the sense disappears. Nonsense perseveres, prayers live.
Thirty-six minutes after the 8 o'clock hour on this late special edition of the Saturday Morning Wake Up Call Prime Time, as we look back at the brilliant career of one Mike Krzyzewski, who on Tuesday night achieved a milestone of 903 victories, passing his mentor and former coach Bob Knight. Krzyzewski, of course, does this in 37 years. Has one of the highest winning percentages of all time, and right now, of course, currently holds his second all time in terms of national championships at 4, tied with the late Adolph Rupp. The thing to me, you want to know why he's a great coach. You know, obviously he motivates. Obviously he knows X's and O's. Obviously he can recruit. But the thing to me that separates him from most is the fact that his teams are just more mentally tougher than other teams. How many tournament games have they won? Has Duke won down the stretch? Or how many close games have they won? You know, you think about the Kentucky, you know, that classic overtime game, double overtime game with Kentucky. And Leighton with the shot. You know, Sean Woods of Kentucky hits a ridiculous shot to put Kentucky up by one. And, you know, Krzyzewski in the huddle of the timeout says, hey, first thing he says to the team, we are going to win the game. Doesn't draw up a play as yet, just says to them, we are going to win the game. And, you know, Grant Hill makes the pass, Leighton hits the shot, and there you go. How about the 2001 national semifinal against Maryland? Down about 22 points. They're down by 22 points in the first against a deep and talented Maryland team. The Maryland team that will win the national championship the following season, and they win the game by 11 points, 33-point turnaround, and basically less than basically a half. You know, the one team that sticks out to me and really showed me that defined Krzyzewski's greatness was that 94 team. With Grant Hill and a bunch of guys named Joe, basically. I mean, they had Antonio Lang, Cherokee Parks, and, you know, they got Eric. They had a couple guys that you just never heard of. But that team, frankly, and well, I think Steve Wojciechowski was on that team. That team, frankly, had no business playing for the national championship. Remember, they beat Purdue in that regional final when Purdue had Glenn Robinson, who at the time was considered to be the best player in college basketball, although I never thought he was better than Grant Hill, but was drafted number one player of the year, and Purdue was one of the favorites to win a championship. Number one seed the whole nine. Duke takes them out in the regional eight, and Duke goes on and was basically a Scottie Thurman shot away from winning a national championship. That team had no business playing for a national championship as far as I'm concerned. as in comparisons to, you know, my team, North Carolina that year, who was favored to win a national championship, returning four starters and adding, you know, Jerry Stackhouse, Rasheed Wallace, and Jeff McGinnis to the team, they get knocked out in the second round by Boston College and Bill Curley. Again, teams are always, the teams were just tougher. They were just tougher and, you know, than most, if not all. Beat UNLV when nobody gave them a chance in 91. Nobody, including yours truly. I thought UNLV was going to kill them. Following the 30-point loss in the championship game to UNLV the previous year. Certainly Duke fans, you can certainly chime in. Give me a call and give me your thoughts and your memories on Coach K as he, you know, gets 903 and basically counting. Where he stops, nobody knows. He can coach another 5 or 10 years. We'll talk about, when we return, we will talk about who has the best chance to catch him. Who has the best chance to catch him, if anybody at all? We'll talk about that and wrap up the program on this latest special edition of the Saturday Morning Wake Up Call Prime Time as we give a tribute to Coach K. We'll be right back. After the 8 o'clock hour in this latest edition of the Saturday Morning Wake Up Call, 903 and counting, as Mike Krzyzewski got victory 903 over Michigan State a couple of nights back, putting him alone atop the men's Division I all-time wins leader, passing Bobby Knight, who a lot of people thought Bobby Knight was going to come back a couple of years ago to try to, you know, even extend the record, but I would think that he will probably going to stay retired. When you look at who's next in line to challenge Coach K, the closest people right now actively are Jim Boeheim and Jim Calhoun, and they are just as old, if not older, than Mike Krzyzewski. I mean, Boeheim is at 856, Calhoun is at 855, and I mean, more than likely Krzyzewski will even coach longer than they will. That they'll be done before him. The guy who probably has the best chance is right down the road, and that's Roy Williams. Roy Williams has 643 victories. He's coached 23 years, has a machine going at North Carolina where he gets year in, year out some of the best recruits. I would have to think that Williams, first of all, Williams is going to have to coach a minimum 10 or 12 more years to have a chance. But most of it, it's going to depend on when Krzyzewski retires. So if Krzyzewski goes 5-10 more years, I don't see it happening. You know, he retires, you know, something happens where he has health problems. Not that I'm hoping for it as a North Carolina fan, but where, you know, he decides, you know, enough's enough in the next 2 or 3 years, then Williams certainly has a legit chance because, Roy Williams is going to win 28 to 30 games a year for the next 7, 8, 9 years. And that program, North Carolina's program, is right there. Have been one of the top, if not the top program in all of college basketball right now. So I would say Roy Williams has the best chance. Do I think he'll do it? Probably not. I think he's going to coach for a while. He's a lifer. He's never leaving Duke. If he was going to leave, he would have left, 5 or 6 years ago when the Laker job was open after Phil Jackson's contract was not renewed. So he's not going anywhere. He's not going to the NBA. He will retire as a Duke Blue Devil as a coach of the Duke Blue Devils, no question. That's going to wrap it up for this special edition of the Saturday Morning Wake Up Call Prime Time. Tune in to us on Sunday as we do the NFL Wrap-Up Show. Enjoy the weekend. So long. Have a great evening.